the last two verses of the gospel, Luke 3, 21 and 22. So what's with all the Christmas decorations still up, huh? Well, I wanted them up this late to emphasize there's still one more gift for you to unwrap. Not baby Jesus, not the Magi, not the flight to Egypt. Today we unwrap the gift of certainty. How do you know that when you die, you'll go to heaven? How do you know your sins are forgiven? How do you know that everything will work out? What makes you certain? Where does your certainty lie? For many, certainty's in them. They've done their best. They've taken care of the details. They're sure of their salvation, sure that things will work out because they've done everything they can possibly think of. They go to bed certain that heaven is theirs and all the bumps in life will smooth out because they've done their best. That better not be us. If certainty rests on what you do, that's just another way of saying salvation by works. If you can only close your eyes at night in peace when you have done all that you can, or the best that you can, then when can you ever close your eyes? You can always do more. You can always do better. Certainty for confessional Lutherans can't be found in what we do. What about in what we feel? I hear folks saying that. I just know. Or, I feel good about this. Things are going to work out. I'm sure of it. When pressed, they'll say, I just have a feeling. I can't explain it. But this is just another way of saying that certainty is in you again. It's not in what you do. It's in what you feel. The rich man, he felt good about feasting every day. He didn't feel he was heading for hell, but he was. The man who had so much grain that he had nowhere to store it, he felt everything would work out because he built bigger barns. He was a fool who died that very night. All of our sure feelings, all our just knowing, doesn't amount to anything. And maybe misleading us as it did those two men. I don't know where you Lutherans are running to. Faith. That's the Lutheran answer, right? Unwrap faith, find certainty. I believe I'm going to heaven makes me certain. I believe everything will work out. That's what makes me certain. If I confirmed you, you know that I'm gagging right now. I gag when confirmation students answer the catechism question, why can and should I be sure of the forgiveness of my sins? When they answer that by saying, because I believe, I gag. If your certainty is your faith, then again, your certainty is in you. Just like it is if your certainty is in your works or your feelings. And if your certainty is in any way in you, then it's unsure. As is the case with feelings, just because you believe something to be true does not mean that it is. Now, the world's Christmas says it is. Moreover, the world teaches that intensity and sincerity in believing make what you believe more true. But certainty is not found in people, not in their works, not in their feelings, not even in their faith. Then how can you be certain of your salvation? Unwrap it on this day that in the early church was bigger than Christmas. What do you see in the text when Jesus is baptized? The first thing is heaven opening. At creation, heaven was open. The Lord walked with man in Eden. Then man rebelled against God and his gifts, so God pulled up the ladder and slammed heaven shut. God stayed behind locked doors, leaden clouds full of thunder and lightning. At Jesus' baptism, God rips open heaven. That's how Mark puts it. For the man standing in the Jordan. Where Jesus is, there are no more leaden clouds full of thunder and lightning. God's door is wide open where Jesus is. wide open to prayers, wide open for gift giving, wide open for forgiving, miracles, and every other good thing. However, an open heaven isn't the only thing to unwrap today. The Holy Spirit of power and grace descends and remains on the man Jesus. He comes in the bodily form of a dove. Doves won't land on dead things. That's shown you in the flood. Noah sent out a raven from the ark. It never came back. Then Noah sent out a dove. The Bible says it came back because it could find no place to land. The raven, which eats dead animals, didn't have that problem. It gladly landed on dead, floating animals. A dove won't. The Holy Spirit, in the form of a dove, flutters down from heaven, and where can he land? On earth, there's nothing but people dead in their sins. The only place for the dove to land is on Jesus, the Holy One. Where Jesus is, there you certainly find the Holy Spirit. Where Jesus is, there the Spirit is to save the unsavable, to redeem the irredeemable, and to make certain the uncertain. Unwrap today and find in Jesus, heaven is open, the Spirit remains, and God is well pleased. In the beginning, God looked at all he had created, and he was well pleased. But then man fell, and earth stank to high heaven. God tried to clean it with the flood, but even that didn't get rid of the smell. But at the Jordan today, God declares once again he's well pleased. But not as that insert translates, with Jesus, but in Jesus. God is not pleased in me. What I do is never good enough. What I feel is never loving enough. What I believe is never certain enough. But God is pleased in this man, Jesus. He's happy, satisfied, tickled pink in Jesus. Nothing is ever wrong, bad, disappointing, or disgusting in Jesus. In Jesus, everything always works out rightly, happily, to God's pleasure. If where Jesus is, heaven is open, the Spirit remains, and God is well pleased, then unwrap Jesus and unwrap certainty of salvation, of everything working out, and of a smiling God. What I've just said is what any Pentecostal, Protestant, or non-denominational pastor could say. The crucial point is, where can you unwrap Jesus today? You all know Jesus is the answer, but you're fuzzy about how you get to Jesus. You end up where Christians generally do, back at yourself. You get Jesus by something you do. You go to church, you read your Bible, you pray. You see the problem? You will, when you answer the question of how you can be certain, you're going to say, because I go to church, because I read my Bible, because I pray. Once more, you're back to what you've done or do. And all that it takes to shake your certainty is the little question, are you doing these things enough? And the answer will always and ever be no. It's the same with feelings of faith, feelings or faith. If you get to Jesus by feelings or faith, you're going to be thrown back on yourself. You'll be obsessed with being happy in Jesus or believing enough in him. If we're going to unwrap certainty today, we can't be involved at all. If our salvation, things working out, or getting to Jesus rests with us, then doubts must come. That's why Jesus is given to sinners. They don't go and get him. They don't ask him into their heart. They don't even rightly apply him to their life. Jesus is all gift, or he's not ours at all. Okay, so my certainty is Jesus, and he must be given to me. I can't work him, feel him, or believe him into my life. But where is Jesus given? To Mary, he's given in the incarnation. To the world, he's given at his baptism. From then on, The man who opens heaven, has the Spirit, and in whom God is well pleased, is given to all. This changed the lives of many sinners. Peter, Andrew, James, John, and others were never the same after Jesus' baptism. Now for them, heaven was open. The Spirit of power and grace was with them, and their conscience was at peace, because God declared himself well pleased. Oh, that we were there. Oh, that we were back there, but we're not. So the question is, where is Jesus unwrapped today? In the Jordan River, in his baptism, he was there for first century sinners. He's in the sacrament of holy baptism for 21st century ones. Want certainty of salvation? Want to know that everything will work out? These are only found in the man who opens heaven, has the Spirit without measure, and in whom God is well pleased. And this man, Jesus, has been given to you in your baptism. Galatians 3:20-27 plainly says, as many as you who have been baptized, you have put on Christ. So, what does God see when he looks down from heaven at you? Does he see your sins, your lack of faith, your unchristian feeling? No, he sees Jesus. And wherever God sees Jesus, he rips open heaven, sends his Spirit, and is pleased as punch at what he sees. In your baptism, God sees you doing everything that Jesus did. According to Romans 6, he sees you being crucified and buried with Christ. He sees your sinful flesh put to death and sealed in a tomb. Then he sees you coming out, resurrected, glorified, saved. I don't think we get what that means. I think you hear Romans 6:4 as law. Therefore, we were buried together with Jesus through baptism, so that just as Christ was raised by the glory of the Father, so we also in a new life might walk. I think you hear God saying, now that you've been baptized, you get out there and be sure to live a new life. Who would want to make the sign of the cross as a reminder of that? Why would we comfort each other saying, as Luther often did, don't you know you've been baptized? Why would we gladly sing, I am baptized into Christ, if it's a law to us? But Paul is telling us good news. He says we were buried with Jesus so that we may walk about in a completely new life. Since your baptism, God looks from an open heaven overjoyed with everything you do, giving his Spirit of power and grace everywhere you go. Since your baptism, no more is heaven closed to you. No more does the Holy Spirit refuse to land on you. No more is God displeased with you. In baptism, you've been given a new life, which always pleases God. God can no more shut heaven on you, take his Holy Spirit from you, or be unhappy with you than he could be with Jesus. Continue your celebration of Christmas today. Unwrap certainty today. Jesus is no less yours tangibly, really, personally in baptism than he is in Holy Communion. In your baptism, you are guaranteed to have Jesus. It is not something that happened to you a long time ago. It is not something that you did to show God that you believe. It is not something that ran off your head, leaving nothing behind. Peter says the same thing when he says, baptism now saves us. Wow, what a Christmas present. Amen. Now the peace of God that passes all human understanding will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.